Day 19, Self-Importance. Bloated by self-importance, soul empty. Roles on their own do that to us. When our roles are working well, we can't help but think more highly of ourselves than is good for us. The better our lives, the more bloated we may become. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 19. Ever get that bloated feeling after you've had a bit too much to eat or drink? It's uncomfortable. Frankly, it's kind of grotesque how your poor belly looks when you're suffering from that bloated feeling. Bloated is a vivid and accurate description used for those who allow self-importance to creep into their lives. Unlike being bloated from eating too much, self-importance is not something that is so easy to recognize by those suffering from its effects at times. Self-importance sneaks in the most covert and oftentimes good-intentioned ways. Self-importance is a soul condition. It is an ailment that comes from and impacts our will, emotions, and intellect. Left too long, that bloated feeling of self-importance leaves our soul empty, devoid of the stuff that makes us the relational beings God created us to be. The Bible paints a picture of the ultimate in self-importance. Satan said the words in today's reading below. You said in your heart, I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Isaiah 14:13-14, New International Version. Did you notice the two words that were repeated over and over again in the reading above? Those two little words, I will, are at the center of what can turn any victor into a victim thinker if they are left to linger in the lives. I will is not an evil statement on its own. It's when we engage the soul's power of will, intellect, and emotions to try and guarantee the I will that the victor is flirting with victim thinking disaster. That's when the bloated feeling of self-importance can take over and the soul can be damaged to the point of becoming void of its life-giving forces. Role-based identity is a killer to the soul when it is empowered by self-importance. The I wills of striving to make roles work so our identity is secure is what ushers in wave after wave of victim-thinking events. When we come face-to-face with the chasms that is the potential for our will to not happen, our souls can collapse into the place where the empty soul resides. That's why victors fight to keep their identities free from the soul-robbing dependence on how any particular role might turn out. Identity based on roles is a surefire way to taste failure. Repeated failure opens the door to victim thinking. Those stuck in victim thinking turn out to be the most self-important beings on the planet. You can almost hear the faint echoes of I will in the empty soul of the bloated victim thinker stuck in their self-important life. Victors aren't immune to self-importance. In fact, most victors have been there time and time again. Sadly, we will go there in the future. What sets victors apart is the fact that they recognize the bloated feeling of self-importance and take steps to move from that soul-challenged place to the place of security and freedom that is their true identity as God's child. Today, you have the chance to do a real gut check. Do you feel bloated? Better yet, do those who know you best recognize any of the characteristics of a bloated, self-important soul? If so, change is easy. Take time today to consider the I wills in your life. Are they appropriate given what you know about your true identity? Are the I wills leading you to do things in a way to help bolster your identity? Nothing you do today or the rest of your life will do anything to make your identity more secure, more perfect, more long-lasting than simply believing you are all God created you to be. Go out and live a life free of self-importance today. That's the victor's promise for your life as you live out the God-empowered day he has set before you.